Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Can we get the show back on the rails? Can we get the show back on the rails?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That's fine. It's 9 o'clock. Everything's been washed away.
Okay. So,
like they say in the NFL draft, they always say, teams say in the fourth round, all sins are forgiven. Once you hit the fourth round, which is day three, all sins are forgiven. Okay. Whatever your issues are, we will now consider you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see that. Well,
so everything's washed
away at
9 o'clock.
We're just turning the page. Right. We're just turning the page now.
We're not going to do.
We're not taking calls about your garage sale.
If people call in to promote stuff, we can't control that. If people call in to promote different things, I don't know that there's anything we can do about that, John.
Where are you guys going to be this weekend?
I want to hang out.
Stop. Stop doing that. Whoever that was that called us.
We know what you're trying to do, Coach T.
Coach T, if that is, in fact, your real name. Time for us to talk about Bo Jackson. Boy, you want to talk about a sad, sad, sad situation. So I feel so bad. My new granddaughter, she's 3 months old, and she gets the hiccups, right? A lot. She'll be drinking her milk, and all of a sudden she's got the hiccups, and you just feel so bad. She doesn't
hiccups
know how to
suck.
Get rid of them. She doesn't know how to get rid of them, and she just hits hiccups, and you can tell it's awful. Well, what's the longest you've ever had the hiccups?
Probably about 30 minutes.
It was 30 terrible. Minutes is awful.
Yeah,
awful.
It was one of the worst things I've ever dealt
with.
Yeah, you had to constantly hold, set up, go upside down, hold my breath, and then if you really think about it, sometimes they'll go away. 30 minutes was an eternity.
So, what's the strangest thing you ever did to get rid of them?
If you concentrate, hold your breath and concentrate on the next hiccup, like really think about it,
yeah.
I think that
what
helped it go away.
What about maybe somebody scaring you, right?
I've heard that, but I don't know if that helps. Stand on your head, supposedly, is one.
Is it? Upside down? Did you ever do that? Or this? You put your head down and you drink something.
That's somebody trying to trick you.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Make you look stupid.
Yeah.
Well, Bo Jackson has had hiccups for a year? A year?
I can't even imagine. I can't imagine how he's alive.
No, you would die. You would die.
I would die, or I would die myself.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? You can't get rid of hiccups. It's bad enough that I have to cope with tinnitus, which is an incessant ringing in my ears.
Well, I can't hear you because there's too much ringing in my ears.
Because you
now.
Have tinnitus.
I have tinnitus.
It's terrible.
It's ringing right now.
Yeah, me too.
Always,
and I just don't think about it.
No.
I've gotten to where I don't think about it.
Well, you can't not think about hiccups, though. You can't not think about hiccups.
No, hiccups can fundamentally change. You can't talk to people. You can't just forget you have. Like, I forget I have tinnitus.
Yeah.
I just forget about it.
Right.
But you can't forget hiccups. You can't have conversations with people.
No.
It'd be hard to eat.
Yeah.
And drink.
It's crazy. Here's Bo Jackson talking about having hiccups for a year and the stuff that he's done.
I wasn't there because of dealing with hiccups. I've had the hiccups since last July, and I'm getting the medical procedure done the end of this week, I think, to try to remedy it. But I'm busy at the hospital sitting up with doctors poking me and shining lights down my throat and you probing me every way they can to find out why I got these hiccups. So that's the only reason that I wasn't there.
Have we figured it out?
Hell no. I have done everything. Scare me, drink water upside down, smell the ass of a porcupine. It doesn't work.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Yes. The remedy or having hiccups that long. Either one.
Yes. So. I'm serious, man.
That is unbelievable.
You have a really mean friend. If he tells you, if you smell the ass of a porcupine, it'll get rid of your hiccups.
I'm asking, where's the hiccup? I listen to that whole damn thing, and I want to hear hiccups. You know a hiccup.
Yeah.
You can't sneak a hiccup.
Yeah.
Where's the hiccup? Bo's talking all that long.
Maybe,
where's
the hiccup? You know what he's trying to do? Maybe he gets them every day.
He's trying to get attention. Oh, you mean that they come back?
Yeah.
Maybe they go and they come back.
They come back.
Okay. Well, that's different than saying you've had them for one straight year.
Hold on. When was the last? I was eating fried chicken the other day, and I ate it too fast, and I got the hiccups. It's the first time I've had the hiccups in years, I think.
What gives you the hiccups? RJ, look up what gives you hiccups. We're going to let you be our human Google. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Siri. What causes hiccups?
Here's an answer from the Mayo Clinic.
Just tell me.
By involuntary contractions of your diaphragm, the muscle that separates your chest from your abdomen and plays an important role in breathing.
I know what a hiccup is, dummy. Well, Siri is so useless. Siri is. I ask Siri things that I can't tell you now because you're driving. Tell me. I can't read it.
Right.
Tell me, Siri.
Yeah.
Read the whole freaking page. Siri is totally. I'm actually mad about this. Siri is the most useless ass thing I've ever seen. I don't know how to do ChatGPT right. I can't get anything. She's listening now. Right now.
Oh, she is pissed at you.
Look at her. Look at this thing. Mm-hmm. My phone. She's right now listening.
I know she is. She's because it's a government. Siri is the government.
Siri is AI.
Gag yourself. If you make yourself gag, it stops the hiccups, according to Ricky.
See, he's tricking you too.
My insurance agent, Chris, says I had a client with hiccups. It sent his blood pressure through the roof.
Is he the black guy with the red shirt?
No.
Your insurance agent?
No. Chris Vaughn. You know Chris Vaughn.
Yeah, I thought it was the other guy from Jake from State Farm.
No, that's a different guy.
Okay.
Had a client with hiccups. It sent his blood pressure through the roof. Okay, which is worse? Having constant hiccups every day for I don't know what amount of time? Because Bo didn't have the hiccups right there.
Okay, would you have hiccups?
Which is worse, that or I climax every 30 seconds? A woman's rare disorder sees her experience constant orgasms up to 8 hours a day. Which would be worse?
I like how you said we were going to do a different 9 o'clock show. I think that was that's a cool trick.
Which one is?
This segment is hiccups and orgasms.
Okay,
so listen.
Which one would you rather have? Hiccups or orgasms every 30 seconds, 8 hours a day?
Hiccups.
You'd rather have hiccups.
I'm a dude.
Yeah.
This isn't. First of all, that's not possible for dudes.
Well,
you know how dude stuff works.
Know.
You can't do that. Because to do that, you know, you're gonna have to always be.
I'm gonna wait.
You got to always be in it. Yeah. You just save all that. You've already put that one out there.
Well, which
for
one?
News of the weird.
Which? Well, this is This is old. This is from. This has been around for a while. September 2012. I remember reading this.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. Would you have hiccups, nonstop hiccups for one straight week for the Texans to win a Super Bowl?
No.
I didn't think so. That's the thing. Everyone's like, I'll give up sex for this.
Well,
this just shows you how much fear there is
for
hiccups.
This is what the boys were doing yesterday in the wheelhouse. What would you give up for Wembanyama? Would you have hiccups every day, nonstop for a week?
No. It's not important enough.
No. No.
Nonstop for a week? Okay, if you told me. What if it was indefinite period of time? You didn't know how long.
I can't stand hiccups for like a minute. Are you kidding me? For nonstop for a week?
No, yeah, that's so
it'll
long.
Make you you won't survive that.
I couldn't do the show.
No, you can't do anything.
I couldn't do a show. I mean, I could. And
you take
a
week off.
In.
No, for your vacation, you get hiccups.
what a time off.
Yeah.
The most stressful thing that's happened to you.
Yes.
Would be your vacation.
Right. No, I'm not doing that.
You know what? This just shows you hiccups didn't seem like an insidious.
Oh,
in such an insidious thing, but I would not want the. Okay, would you rather the Astros win? Now I'm just going to check you. Would you rather the Astros win another World Series for hiccups for a week?
No.
Okay, so there's nothing sports related. That
there's
could happen.
Nothing I would do. No, nothing I would do for hiccups for a week. It's the worst. That's the.
What if I told you that your torture. granddaughter could marry into the royal family?
I don't want that to happen to her. Do you know what biatches they are over there?
But Wendy would like it.
Wendy would love that, but we're not doing that. No. How about?
All right. What if Wendy said she would stop spending any money for 2 months if you had hiccups for a week?
Ooh, wait a minute.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Her money. I don't care. No, I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that.
I don't care. But let me ask you this question. Who told Bo Jackson that if you smell the ass of a porcupine, it's going to stop your hiccups? What kind of awful friend does he have there?
Well,
here's something, Bo. If you smell the ass of this porcupine, you are going to stop the hiccups. How about this? I'm going to puke into this toilet. If you put your head in there, it's going to stop. No.
There's a scent.
What kind?
See, I could lie to him and trick him, but I would not want to trick Bo Jackson.
No, because he'll beat
dangerous.
You.
Yeah.
Silly.
But I could say, like, I'm such a good actor that I could say something like, no, I swear. It has to do with the pheromones. The scent.
There's no such word as a pheromone.
Yeah, pheromone is a word.
Is a word?
Yeah, and so it's the scent. It's like it's the pheromone is... So the pheromone of the porcupine, it just so happens it's in the rear, but it has nothing to do with the ass. But that's where it excretes the pheromone.
Mm-hmm.
The pheromone actually changes the body composition and can change the sphincter.
I'm not believing.
And I would have tricked Bo Jackson.
Yeah, and then Bo Jackson would kick your ass.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't trick Bo Jackson. I could trick one of my kids.
You know, it would have to be some big dude telling Bo Jackson, here, smell this porcupine's
ass. Yeah. There's actually Andrew Huberman is the king of how to stop hiccups. Apparently we've got Jason and EH sent it. This guy has almost 1 million followers. Jason and EH sent two of them. Hiccups are the phrenic nerve to diaphragm spasm. To despasm the circuit, inhale maximally via your nose 3 times with no exhales in between.
Yes.
Then hold your breath for 15 to 30 seconds and slowly exhale.
It's the only way to get rid of it.
So it is the hold your breath.
Yeah, it's hold your breath. Hold your breath.
So it's not porcupine ass.
Surprisingly.
And it's not upside down
surprisingly,
water.
Surprisingly, it's not.
Or head in the toilet or any of the things
that you've said to do. None of that.
Well, here's your 6 reasons, according to Men's Health, that causes hiccups. So let's see which one
what
would be.
What is it?
All right, so you have eating too much or too quickly.
Yep, that's what I did.
Yep.
Nervousness.
Nope.
Nerve irritation.
No.
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum gives you the hiccups?
Well, because you're swallowing
air. Not great
air.
For the gum industry, but go ahead.
Drinking carbonated beverages like seltzer.
I could see that.
Yeah, whoever
Why
drinks.
Are they saying seltzer? Was this made?
Seltzer.
Did they make this in the 30s? Is this written in the 30s?
This can say seltzer.
This can of seltzer can give you the hiccups something fierce. Now, sarsaparilla is known to take it away.
No.
You mean like seltzer? You mean like Cokes and Dr. Peppers? That's what we're not drinking
seltzer.
Yeah, but it's carbonated.
I know.
He's talking about carbonated drinks.
Okay.
Why are you saying seltzer?
And I don't think John would like this too much. Drinking too much alcohol.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. Or also drinking a malted.
That's just stupid.
A chocolate malted could also do it.
That's stupid. Drinking alcohol does not give you. Yeah, it actually does. You ever see the old drunks and the bubbles around?
Yeah, they're always hiccuping. That's right.
Yeah.
Also down at the 5 and
see,
dime.
That was back in the 30s, okay, when the old drugs me. Yeah, drunks.
Yep. But the hiccup.
That's Foster.
Foster Brooks.
Foster Brooks had the hiccups all the
back
time.
Back when it used to be cool to act like a drunk.
Now you're ostracized from society, a-hole people. Hey, my bookie's new and improved. Online casino is changing the game. You know I'm bookie for sports betting, but how about great casinos too? MyBookie.ag, a truly realistic casino experience featuring slots, progressive jackpots, and how about this, live dealer action, all from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to go to the casino. You got it right here at MyBookie. They got weekly blackjack tournaments and a brand new collection of high-end games for a chance at some real cash rewards. This weekly blackjack tournament, you can win some money, people. Then MyBookie Casino provides a Las Vegas experience without all the travel and expenses. And the best part, you don't even need to wear pants, but you should wear pants. Start your MyBookie Casino Adventure today with a generous sign-up bonus using promo code BET975. That's promo code BET975. And, oh, by the way, they got a loyalty program. They're going to shower you with free spins, cashback offers, lots of exclusive VIP perks. The more you play, the more you win. Play anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
One of you two dorks is going to get actual hiccups if you keep doing fake ones. Probably LZ, to be honest.
No, not probably yes, me.
Probably.
Not probably me. Probably. And here's the other thing.
Why did you ask me if I want to get bricked into a wall?
I was just thinking of the Edgar Allan Poe story. Like thinking of hiccups makes me. I'm not
horrible torture. Hiccups for any amount of, for a week would be like one of the worst tortures you could have.
I think there's a lot worse.
No.
Okay, non-physical torture.
Right.
Non-pain.
Right. Like the worst would be taking your nails out.
Well, that was a real thing.
Out. That is a real thing.
That's a real thing. Okay, so would you rather take a song like Macarena? Okay, so you're going to be in a closet with a strobe light, because I know my friend who was in a fraternity had this happen to him, and he had it happen for one straight hour. Is terrible. Yeah. He said 1 hour. So you're in a closet, a small regular coat closet. You have to sit in there. There's a speaker in there and a strobe light, and it's Macarena.
Yeah.
Is played on loop for 24 hours, or you have hiccups for 24 hours.
Macarena.
You say that now.
Yeah. No.
I don't know Macarena. If you really would be okay Macarena. With that.
There's no question.
And the strobe light, too?
All right, let me ask you a question. You would rather have Jose Abreu for 3 years, $58.5 million, or Shaq Mason for 3 years, $36
million? B!
You would rather have Shaq Mason.
Yes.
Yes.
Shaq Mason right now is capable at his job, I presume. Nothing's happened.
We don't know.
He's an
older player.
If you look at Jose Abreu, what happened the second half of the season, I believe that he suffered an injury, tried to play through it, and I think my guess is the Astros bought a bill of goods. I think he's injured now. When you look, it's true. Jackie pointed this out to us before. And it wasn't until I did further research that I could confirm this, so he had nothing to do with it. But all of his numbers last year were in the red. They're much higher. And then I just went back, and I was just curious a while ago, and I said, well, when's the last time he hit a home run? And you had looked it up previously, September 13th, but you go even before that, it was August 4th. August 3rd was the last time he hit a home run, but he had one the 3rd, the 2nd, and the 31st of July. He had 3 home runs in 4 games total. But after that, zero until September 3rd, and then zero since then. He's never hit a home run since September 13th.
Something's up.
Since September 13th, he's never hit a home run. There's a chance that the Astros bought a bill of goods, because one of the issues that the Texans had, for example, with Ed Reed, is he had an injury that he didn't disclose. And with veterans, you can't force them into MRIs and things like that for injuries they can't disclose. Do the Astros have any? Is there anything physically? I would assume that, is there the same process? I don't think there's, there is a physical, because Carlos Correa was going to be signed.
Yeah.
And the physicals came up negative. But I wonder if there's an injury
he hit a wall. He's old now. He's 36 years old. At some point, your bat's you can fall off. We've seen athletes fall off the world before. We saw
you
Cody
hit
Bellinger.
A wall August 4th.
Wait, we saw Cody Bellinger, a young player.
August 3rd, you don't hit a wall, but August 4th, the wall hits?
Yeah. Something happened.
But I'm not sure that I believe that. Where everything across the board now, it's one of two things that you think about. Either that wasn't real, what was going on before, and it was helped out, or he's injured right now, or he's had an injury that has lasted into last season. It's not like we've never seen a player who could get injured in 1 year and have it carry over to the next year sign Michael Brantley and Lance McCullers.
No.
We've seen this happen.
Yeah, but those were debilitating injuries that stopped them from playing. There's been nothing that Jose Abreu has done. He runs fine. He's not a great fielder.
Okay, he's the lightest throwing first baseman in baseball.
Yes,
right?
Right.
His throwing, he was 1% last year. He's 4% this year.
His arm strength is in the 1%.
Is there any chance that I need to go look and see the year before if it
so
was different.
So you're going to diagnose Jose Abreu's injury.
I'm prepared to.
From here.
I can't tell you what it is.
He's in Chicago right now.
Me and Dusty both said the same thing. He's fighting through something.
No, but he's a warrior.
I know. He is a warrior. Look, if he's hurt enough that he can't hit home runs anymore, he is a warrior if he's continuing to play through all last year, if he's actually hurt. But I do wonder if he's sustained an injury because at the All-Star break, he's only had four home runs since the All-Star break last year. And he had 10 before then. I don't think it's crazy that he could have sustained an injury and he's playing through it, and now the Astros are getting the worst of it.
I don't think that's
crazy because I actually live in a world where Michael Brantley exists, and he is still not back from an injury last June.
My thought here on introducing that was actually to talk about Shaq Mason.
Yeah, but it's too late. It's too late.
Actually, Shaq Mason is something we haven't brought up. He signed a 3-year, $36 million extension.
Who cares about your thoughts?
Team.
I have ADD.
I know.
Your thoughts are irrelevant.
So my thought is that Shaq Mason, and quote, I think we could have the best line in the NFL. Is that hyperbole? Or does Shaq Mason know something we don't know? Did he watch any Kenyon Green last year? Mm-mm. Did he watch any Titus Howard? Mm-mm. Does he know that Juice Scruggs is a rookie?
Uh-oh.
Okay. I was just asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Sounds
like somebody who got paid $36 million would say. Sounds like something that guy would say.
Is he drinking that red, white, and blue Kool-Aid right now? Is he doing it for the H?
Doing it for the H.
He is. Is he going to be buried in the H now?
Not on a 3-year deal. Probably be buried in New England, but we'll see if he gets another contract after this. Then he might get buried in the H with Lance McCullers.
If he gets another $12 million a year after this contract,
that means something good is happening.
Something
good is happening. Look, Titus Howard right now, despite what people are saying that the Texans are good at tackle, I don't think there's any guarantee that Titus Howard is going to get a second contract.
This is the last year. Well, this is the last year of his deal.
And his deal's going up.
Yeah.
His fifth year.
He's $13 million this year.
He's fifth, yeah. And
that's
he has
a lot
to play
for
well.
Titus
He's going to have to play well to get a Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
He's going to have to play well to get a second contract. They're not locking in three guys with a bunch of money. They're not. More than likely, I would say Titus Howard's gone after this year, and they go cheap, and they're spending money at right guard and at left tackle. And then at left guard, they've got Kenyon Green, who you have cheap for a while. You have a rookie contract at center. And my guess is you'll look for a rookie contract at right tackle next year. That's my guess.
Because you don't really need anything else. You're set.
Yeah, no.
Especially with all these one-year veteran deals.
Everything else is set. Yeah. But my guess is they will not give a second contract to Titus Howard because it's going to be too expensive for his level. His level of play is not good enough to make the third high-paid offensive lineman. If you want three high-paid offensive linemen, it needs to be a really good – it better be as good as Shaq Mason's talking about. Now I do think that Titus Howard can play himself into it this year, but I don't know that the plan right now is to automatically extend him or it would have happened already. And I'm not sure his level of play is good enough that you're throwing those automatic extensions out there for Titus Howard. You can get as good as Titus Howard for way less money from a draft standpoint, maybe even from free agency, where you get it for a little bit less on a 2-year deal and you kind of wait around. The 3-year deal is going to be the norm from now on. We're just not going to see 6-year, 5-year deals. This is really – we're going to have a vast amount of free agency. It's going to be wild. And trade deadlines last year in the NFL was wild. I think it's going to be – and frankly, I kind of like that for the NFL, that we have a little more movement with the with trade deadline. I like it. And, you know, some teams use trades, John, to play the compensatory pick game. I've had to start noticing this in my article I write where I project compensatory picks. There are teams who will trade a 6th or 7th rounder for a player who's on an expiring contract, and basically they rent them out for that year or the rest of the year, and then they let them walk with the idea that they're not going to sign more free agents than they lose, and then they get a sixth or seventh rounder back for that same player.
Yep.
To where all they did was pay the amount, but the draft pick didn't end up making any difference to them.
So I like that they – listen, they found Shaq Mason. They got Shaq Mason. They're paying Shaq Mason. That's nice. Hopefully he's going to be a really good influence on Kenyon Green.
He's better than A.J. Kent. He's an upgrade.
Yeah.
He's an upgrade. He's a good player.
Yeah, and he's been around a little while
he's
now.
He's a good player, but New England wanted to go in a different direction. They wanted to go cheaper at center guard. So David Andrews, I think they drafted the next David Andrews with the kid from well, they got Cole Strange playing one guard spot, and they got the kid from Jake Armstrong, I think, from Troy. And so I think Green Bay is – and they've already got the big right guard from Aminahue or whatever. I can't remember his last name, from Michigan. So – eventually, teams – that's why I think Tytus Howard will be gone, as you say, we don't want to overpay him. So they had already paid Shaq Mason more than once. And then they moved into, Tampa, and then Tampa to Houston.
Yep.
So you do wonder why Tampa wasn't more in the mix.
I don't know. Maybe he wanted
out of there. Need help.
He wanted to come to a good organization, a winning organization.
Yeah, I can't read these. When Lance McCullers said bury me in the H, by H, did he mean hospital? No.
That's ugly.
Hiccups for a week. Said that you would not give up hiccup. You would not have hiccups for four straight hours for a hit with men on base for a break.
A home run.
Would you have hiccups for 4 hours if Abreu had two homers in a game?
No. No.
What if you finish?
I don't care if Jose Abreu hits a home run ever again.
What?
I'm not gonna.
4 hours, you can't deal with hiccups for you to get our cleanup hitter on track?
If you said 4 minutes, I might think about it. Hiccups for.
You wouldn't do that if Jose Abreu could hit 750 OPS and your prediction could be right?
No, 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 and no, no. I'm not doing 4 hours of hiccups. Go try
to get the middle of our lineup right,
and let me see you do it for 4 minutes.
To get the middle of our lineup right,
that's ridiculous. No, I'm not going through that.
I've had hiccups for 30 minutes. It sucked.
No,
4 hours is a long time. To get the middle of the lineup right.
No, I'm not doing
for
that.
JP France to have.
I don't know if you've heard, but I'm not a team player.
No, okay? I don't see. There's nothing right here sports related that's gonna where you're gonna want to have the hiccups more than
no.
Like nothing.
No, I can't stand it.
I had a world title.
I had him the other
you.
Day for the first time forever, and I was like, this sucks.
Okay.
For a minute, I had him.
C.J. Stroud to be the top quarterback in football.
No, I don't care about C.J. Stroud and his hair. I don't care about it.
And his hair?
Yeah, it's got kind of hair. It's in his eyes. Maybe that's one of the reasons he's not.
No, he's accurate.
He is accurate, but that
S2. On the S2?
Yeah.
Okay. You want for the have the best to be. Covering the best quarterback in football, you wouldn't have hiccups for 4 hours?
No.
I would.
No. You would?
I mean, yeah, in theory. I haven't actually had to deal with that, but I feel like I would.
You could say it, but then, okay, and actually doing it, you're going to be like,
but
no,
I want to see him.
Done.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 minutes in, you'd be like, I'm done. I don't care if he completes a pass.
I'm not taking that deal until he is the best quarterback. Okay. Like, I'm not doing it in advance.
Okay. When he's better than Pat Mahomes, then you're going to do
then
it?
Then I'd pay off my bet.
No, I don't think.
But
you
have to deliver
Look, I
that
almost
first.
Got him right there.
I know. Like yawning's contagious. What if hiccups were contagious?
Oh, I'd hate that. You know what's contagious is feeling good, looking good, boosting your confidence.
For a week or an autographed BLAC jersey.
No, I'm not doing it for an autographed BLAC jersey. Hey, listen. Actually, you can speak to this. Is the weight loss stuff from Amy? And
yeah,
Houston
started
Edgeba?
with her with the. It's the same. It's like. It's the I don't know that I can't remember the name. It's the same stuff that Ozempic has in it.
Yeah,
and we've talked about Ozempic. It's been FDA approved for weight loss and not just the diabetes.
Yeah,
because they found that was a huge. It really does curb appetite, and it takes away. It starts to work on your where you feel full earlier. Like I felt really full the other day on. I had a baked potato from Ragel's barbecue baked potato. I usually. Crush that thing, no problem. I had to take half of it home.
How about that?
I had to take half at home, which was like, then I had that for dinner that night.
Let me see. So if you want to eat less, you're going to lose some weight. Is that it? Is that how that works?
That's it. But it also gets to your cravings aren't the same.
Yeah, right.
But it has an impact on the mental.
So guys, if you're somebody that wants to lose weight, if you're somebody that weight loss for men,
they've got it's FDA approved. They've got the shots now, and it's easy. I give it to myself. It's nothing. I'm afraid of needles. This is nothing. It's tiny. Don't even feel it.
How about that? Go to 975medspa.com and let Amy help you lose that weight.
It's 2 weeks in, so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, and guys, it's working. It's working. You want to lose some weight? You want to get rid of that hair, that unwanted hair that you don't want? Weight loss for men, Botox, facials, whatever it is. You got bad skin? Amy's going to help you out. If you're looking for the best way to lose some weight, feel better, look younger, all of these things, Amy's doing it at 975medspa.com, 975medspa.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, our last segment before we hit News of the Weird. Let's get a couple of calls in here. Spencer wants to talk about tequila. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys. I just have a little complaint about Lance. He's been talking about Maestro Dobel for a while, but he didn't do it justice. It's one of the best tequilas, maybe the best tequila I've ever had, and you need to mix it with mezcal. I recommend Dos Hombres, and I introduced it to a mutual friend last night. She said she was going to text you. I don't know if she did or not, but it's absolutely delicious. So for anyone out there who likes tequila, even if you don't like tequila, it's phenomenal. So good luck.
I was not joking around. It's for real. It's like for real, for real.
Maestro Dobel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real, for real. Yeah, people who try it love, love, love it.
There you have it.
So there you have
Spencer
it.
Spencer says you didn't do it justice.
I was trying to pump it up.
Pump it up.
I was trying to pump it up.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's better than you said it is. So
yeah.
There we have it.
It's even better. My bad.
Yeah.
I would like to apologize for that. I'd like to apologize for not selling it hard enough to you.
You didn't, yeah. You did not sell it nearly hard enough.
No.
Let's get Mark in here. Let's talk about the NFL draft. What do you say, Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. Now that the draft is completed, I have a question. I'm curious if there's a team that y'all are looking forward to watching this next year based off of their draft selections. In my opinion, I think the Steelers got so much better draft than Jones and Joey Porter Jr. and getting another tight end to pair with Freiermuth with Washington. So I'm curious if there's somebody, you know, if there's a team out there that y'all watch draft and thought, oh, now that makes them a lot more interesting this year compared to last year.
Well, I mean, I actually think the Texans are one of those teams. You know, they got the second and third pick. One of them is a vaunted pass rusher from Alabama, Blue Blood. And then the other is a quarterback who, you know, frankly, we're watching C.J. Stroud because his game against Georgia was phenomenal. He's also an Ohio State quarterback, and those guys they're not panning out under Urban and Ryan Day. So you want to see if he pans out. You got the whole S2 business that came out before, and you want to see if somebody breaks that little run. Can he bring the I actually think the Texans are one of those teams with
yes,
Will Anderson.
I was going to say it. One of the teams that you want to see how well they drafted, Tank, the Texans.
C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell, yeah. Will Anderson. Those are three guys right there that I think are very, very
intriguing. Well, Juice Scruggs will be an important one, too.
Yeah, but no one wants to watch a team because you got a Penn State center.
No. But if he played, like last year, you watched Kenyon Green and went, oh, yikes, this is not good. This year, you want to watch Juice Scruggs and go, wow, that was a good pick. Look at him block.
Yeah, but not the general fan. Like, he's asking us any team,
oh, yeah.
And he mentioned the Pittsburgh. No one's going to go, well, with Scruggs.
Yeah.
I want to see that. No one's saying that. But they might say it with Tank Dell. They definitely will say it with C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson. The Chicago, actually, the Steelers is a really good one. I think the Steelers I think the Steelers have some very, very interesting selections. I'm looking at the drafts.
One of their important, their most important one is Broderick Jones. There's a tackle.
Yeah, he mentioned Broderick Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Joey Porter Jr. Some taking him at the top of the second. That could be a steal. That could be a steal. That's where, well, the Texans wouldn't have got him because they were picking 33rd. But somebody, a general manager, actually texted me and said, okay, why did they do this with Will Anderson when they could have had, you know, the 12th pick? They could have gotten Van Ness. Then they could have gotten Joey Porter. And then you might have gotten Marvin Harrison Jr. next year. I mean, why would you do this? I forget. So, I mean, that's what you're in, but Joey Porter Jr. is gone. You like Joey Porter Jr.?
I do. He's a pure press. Like, you have to play him in one kind of defense. Mm-hmm. He's like a pure press corner. He gets in trouble after, he gets in a little bit of trouble if you have him in off coverage and he's got to, like, guard in space. So that can be a little bit of a problem. Looking through some of the teams right now.
And by the way, Donnell Washington might be a huge pick for them as well.
I actually think the Bengals are pretty interesting with Charlie Jones. I think Charlie Jones is a name to remember in fantasy football for not for this year, but in the future. Little receiver out of Purdue who I think is going to be somebody who Joe Burrow absolutely falls in love with. But that's going to be after Tyler Boyd is gone. Let's see, Cowboys, no, but that's an interesting draft. I'm trying to find the teams that fit. Green Bay Packers actually is one because they have their first three picks. We have Lucas Van Ness on defense line, but Luke Musgrave at tight end, mm-hmm. Jaden Reed, and then Tucker Kraft. You got tight end, wide receiver, tight end in their first 78 picks. And Jordan Love is playing. So I actually think that's pretty interesting, watching Jordan Love throw to three different rookies. Might fit that bill. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Tank Bigsby, but, you know, he's going to just be a backup. So I actually think the Texans probably fall in line very quickly. The Chargers are pretty interesting, though, with two new defensive players, and Tuli Tuipulotu and Dion Henley. But then Quentin Johnston, wide receiver out of TCU, and they drafted Darius Davis, which I thought was way too early, from TCU, but they drafted TCU's top two wide receivers. One's a little guy with speed, and one's the big guy who can run down the field. So that might be another one. I don't know. I can't get too excited.
I'm interested to see whether or not Jahmyr Gibbs, what kind of effect he's going to have on the Lions. I a lot of people poo-pooed that. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going
to
be great.
I didn't love the value of it, but I like it because I think that he's hard to – at any point you can have him and, you know, you'll have – who is it? Miles Sanders is their running back? No.
No. Miles Sanders went to Panthers. Jahmyr Gibbs. Swift left.
Yeah.
And so did the touchdown Swift. Score. Williams. Williams left too. So – Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be
no. They got somebody else.
Yeah,
they got somebody else over there. I'm not thinking of Miles Sanders is over there. No. I'm sorry. David Montgomery. So David Montgomery is there. So you got a primary. You could go two backs in the backfield, and all of a sudden you could run jet sweep stuff mm-hmm. with him. You send Jahmyr Gibbs out in motion. So now a linebacker has to cover him, or you lost
all those touchdowns that Jamal Williams was scoring for you, which was a ton. And you picked up Jahmyr Gibbs.
You're looking for a playmaker.
But Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be better than David Montgomery.
I like David Montgomery, but
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Well,
I can
see David Montgomery rush for 1,000 yards. I think David Montgomery rushed for 1,000 yards.
Jahmyr Gibbs
stays
is
healthy.
Be on the field too much for that.
Well, I don't know how many carries he gets though. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to have more catches. I don't know about more catches than carries, but I bet you he ends up with as many targets as carries.
You think so?
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is Alvin Kamara. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs has speed. I think he'll get like maybe 6 carries a game, but I think he's got a chance to average over. I think he's got a chance to average about 4.5 catches a game in his rookie year, which would put him over 50, close to 60. That's even being conservative. I mean, to me, touches a game, Jahmyr Gibbs should get 10 touches a game.
Yeah,
he is, because he's got breakaway speed.
Touches or catches?
Touches.
Oh, I think he's going to get more than 10.
He
touches
should
a
get
game.
10 a game. Which, you know, you should it should be your goal that we don't leave a game without Jahmyr Gibbs getting the ball in his hands 10 times.
I would say at least 15. I'd say 15, closer to 15.
That'd be a lot.
Catches and rushes?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got a break because we got news of the weird coming up. You got Craig DeSerf, who's not weird.
No. Well, I mean, he's eccentric.
Yes.
Craig DeSerf is eccentric. That's why he's out there. Look, the 0.9% APR financing for, you know, the Chevy Silverado, the great finance deals they have on the Buick Encore GX. These are deals that the dealership is offering. There's other dealerships offering some of the finance rates and things like that. But what really separates my friend Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, what separates them from the other companies out there is that, you know, the trade-in value they give you is going to be more than pretty much every other company. They will find dealer incentives as well for you. They go out of their way. I had Rick Drenner call me about something that I tried to help him with in finding dealer incentives, and he was able to do that. Like, I can't go into any more of it than that. I'll just say they are really creative in trying to find you as much money as possible because they want you to be happy. They understand that, you know, the vehicles cost what they cost, but they can get to the best price as quickly as possible. They give you more trade-in value, and then they try to find you the dealer incentives because they get, you know, they get money back for those dealer incentives as well. And so they're just trying to make you happy. They want you to be happy, your family members, your friends. They have done business with tons of different Astros over the years, and they make it simple to have a great car buying experience. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It is a few miles away in Angleton, but that drive is well worth it when you think about the thousands you're going to save and the great people you're going to get to do business with at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Time for News of the Weird. Lance, let me ask you a question. Did you ever have any substitute teachers?
I did.
Yeah? Did you ever, when you were in seventh grade, did your substitute teacher ever offer you her vape?
No.
She did not?
No. Miss Steinacher would never do that.
Miss Steinacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had Miss... I can't say her name because it was an ugly name. But do you think that a substitute teacher should be released and arrested for allegedly giving a seventh grader a vape?
Yeah, sure.
What? It should be arrested?
Sure.
That's what you're saying?
Yep.
I think they should... You know what?
We got to start being more hard on everybody. We got to start being harder.
We got to start being harder.
Y'all need to stop doing this nonsense.
Huh. Have you ever been to Oxford?
Mississippi?
No, the university.
No.
Is Oxford one of the most prestigious universities
in the country?
It's
supposed to
be. Apparently, they have a guest lecturer, Mia Khalifa. Would you like to hear Mia Khalifa at Oxford University, if you went to Oxford University?
Now, she's supposedly really smart, right?
Is she?
That's not what she's known for, but I think she's actually really smart.
Yeah, she's not known for her. She's known for her actions, I think.
Well, she's known for her actions.
Yeah.
You said she's not known for her actions?
Well, no, she's known for her actions.
Yeah.
They speak louder than her words. Apparently, they had her. It's created quite the uproar at Oxford University.
I would think.
What with all the porn? Yeah, I don't know. And this is what she wore to it. It's really... Well, yeah. There's stuff hanging out.
I think that she is...
Yeah. She should be probably covering up more. And, yeah. But they enjoyed her, apparently, there. They were all clapping for Mia Khalifa. Would you clap for Mia Khalifa if she came to your school?
Wait a minute. And take back what I said. Mia Khalifa went to UTEP. I thought, no offense, UTEP, but I thought she was like... For some reason, I was getting her confused with some other porn person, I think, who was like some genius level...
Yeah,
but it does not appear she's genius.
Genius level? Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. Some of her work people think is genius, but okay, I don't know. I don't know about that, about her IQ. Can you name the highest obesity rates?
But she did graduate with a bachelor of arts.
Yeah, and she used that art thing.
And she was on Deal or No Deal's a Briefcase Girl.
Was she?
Yeah.
And then she did a lot more. She worked harder. Can you name the states with the highest obesity rate?
I'm going to go with Ohio one. No, Louisiana.
No, Louisiana's not. Louisiana's 8. Ohio's 9.
Okay, immediately this is off. So what else? Let's keep going. If Ohio and Louisiana are not.
If I tell you it's West Virginia, would you say, oh, wait a minute.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, but
and then
but Louisiana no. has got to be in the top three, they're or this is not a good poll.
Alabama's 2.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
It's going to be. We're
going to
be.
Kentucky's 3. Oklahoma's 4.
It's heavily in the South.
Yeah. Mississippi, Arkansas.
Yeah.
South Dakota's up there.
I've seen.
Coming in. Way, way to represent South Dakota.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah. All right. Highest obesity.
Fry bread.
Yeah. Apparently, a St. Louis man says American Airlines lost his prosthetic leg and wouldn't reimburse him. Do you feel like if they lost your little leg scooter that they should reimburse you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think if they... I don't know. Why did you...
My little leg scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it, and it was fun, and I kept... My wife said, you need to just throw that away or give it away.
No,
I'm
like
I want to be able to zip around the house at some point with it again.
Yeah, when I don't feel like walking.
Plus, at some point, I'm going to get injured again.
At what point did you lose... How did you lose your prosthetic leg in the first place? Shouldn't you have it on?
Did you have to check it?
Don't you feel like... Don't you feel
you want me to...
He said the special made leg I put in my suitcase. I put the sticker on it says fragile. I gave it to the young lady and then was checking it, and then they lost it. Okay, where's my leg? Have you ever said that in your life?
Wait, he checked, he put it in a suitcase.
He put it in a suitcase.
So they lost the suitcase.
They lost the suitcase and okay. They won't, yeah.
Unless somebody got in there and stole a prosthetic leg.
I know, right? If
no,
you,
they got to pay for it.
They got to pay for it.
Yeah, you got to pay for it.
Damn right they
got to
pay for it,
leg.
American Airlines. That's big business. Although I think their losses were tremendous this quarter, so maybe not. But they got to cut losses this quarter.
Well, you know, it doesn't mean you get to not pay for a leg you lost.
If you heard someone saying, help, help, would you run to the scene?
Yeah, I suppose.
But apparently, Oklahoma police heard cries for help.
Yep.
Thought it was a kid.
Yep.
It turns out it was a goat.
They're just going, bah.
Yeah, Oklahoma police. Not our sharpest. Not the sharpest. We are done.
Well, it was tricky. You and I both saw the video.
We did.
It was a little bit tricky.
I didn't know. They ran, but I liked it. They were like, someone needs our help.
The body cam footage showed, like, that's a human. That's a person.
That's a person.
That's not a person.
That's a goat. We are done. Hope you enjoyed the show. Paul Gallant is next, but John Daspit first.
Good. Talked to John Daspit just yesterday. He's going to expand his NIL stuff. He's getting ready to buy a bunch of billboards and start featuring the University of Houston men's football team. I think he may get involved with a basketball tournament as well that our friend is putting together. And he's going to feature, he wants to really help the U of H football team. He put in $1 million. That's given back now. Now, why is he able to do that? Because he's been incredibly successful, and he's incredibly successful at winning for his clients. This guy he bullies the bullies. That when the insurance companies try to make a quick settlement for people who have been injured by the negligence of someone else, they try to put it out there as quickly as possible. So you say yes, you sign it, you take it, and it's done. And John Daspit says, don't do that, because what they're doing is they don't take anything into account for pain and suffering. They don't take into account future years of physical therapy potentially. There's a lot of things that they don't take into account, and they don't want you to take it into account. They don't want you talking to a lawyer. When John Daspit says, yeah, well, call 713-CALL-NOW. At 713-CALL-NOW, that's the phone number to open the door for you to have a real opportunity to fight back against the people who have hurt you and who want you to take the smallest settlement possible. That's not the way this is supposed to work. It wasn't your fault that you were injured at work or on the job or maritime injury. Offshore, it can be refinery blast, it could be a 18-wheeler, doesn't matter. John Daspit's going to fight for you. 713-CALL-NOW, that's 713-CALL-NOW.
Drive me smooth, motherfucker.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay, that's cool.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon.
So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.